Within Sonoma County, there are 13 separate wine-growing regions known as AVAs, or American Viticultural Areas, each with its own characteristics and history. First-time filmmaker Joe Nugent has just completed work on a documentary that traces the evolution of the one he calls home, the Russian River Valley.
A history of the area, of the farmers and the generations of growers in this area who established grape growing from kind of humble beginnings until this area became world famous.
The Russian River Valley AVA was established in 1983, and grapes grown there, especially Pinot Noir, have gradually acquired a stellar reputation. Nugent says the intent of his film, titled From Obscurity to Excellence, The Story of Grapes and Wine in the Russian River Valley, is to show that the change didn't come easily, and it wasn't always this way.
If you asked somebody in the late 90s, early part of the 2000s, they would tell you, well, it's the climate or it's the ground. But the climate's always been here. The ground, it's always been the same. And when you talk to people who'd been around a lot longer, they would tell you, well, you know, it wasn't really always this way. In fact, it was not really known as a major grape-growing area prior to the late 90s.
Nugent, himself a small-scale grape grower near Windsor, develops his story in part by following the multi-generational history of one pioneering family of Italian farmers, the Fappianos.
They have been farming continuously the same ground in this area through all those generations since 1896 up to today. And they've been a very strong influence in the area.
Growing grapes and making wine has been part of Sonoma County agriculture since the last missions were established. But as the Italian farming family settled in, Nugent says, they soon found a wider market for their vintages in the cities to the south. As the century progressed and Sonoma County wines from Dry Creek, Carneros, Alexander Valley, and other localized areas built prestigious reputations, Nugent says the Russian River Valley lagged behind.
It was recognized locally as a fine little spot to bring your family up here on foggy weekends and enjoy the Russian River. It was a tourist attraction. Really, the most lucrative crop in this area for most of the 20th century was hops. They couldn't figure out how to grow grapes in this area. It was a real mystery until some growers took some pretty good risks and they changed the culture of grape growing in this area.
They did that, the filmmaker says, with a boost from University of California enological researchers.
All grapes do not grow well in different microclimates. It took some work by some of the faculty at the University of California, Davis, to investigate why it was that certain varieties of grapes would not grow well in different areas. That was accomplished. Then they had to take that scientific information and get it into the commerce of growing grapes. And that takes a long time, usually, to promote a cultural change among farmers that will lead them to success.
Only then, says Nugent, did the modern-day acclaim for his favorite appellation begin to build. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.